Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood brain fog buster. You know, we live in a world obsessed with being perfect, right? Instagram filters, curated lives, achieving that. I woke up like this. Look, it's exhausting, isn't it? Ever feel like you're constantly running a marathon just to keep up? That pressure to be flawless can really get in the way of enjoying life. So, today, we're ditching the impossible standards and embracing something much more powerful. Imperfection. Now, before you picture me advocating for messy bedrooms and never finishing that project, hear me out. Embracing imperfection isn't about giving up or settling for mediocrity. It's about recognizing that being human means making mistakes, having off days, and sometimes just not hitting the mark. Let's get real for a second. You know that feeling when you screw something up at work? Maybe you send an email to the wrong person, miss a deadline, or stumble through a presentation. It happens to all of us. The key is how we respond. Do we beat ourselves up, dwell on the mistake, and let it snowball into a mountain of self-doubt? Or do we acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on with a little grace? Here's the thing. Embracing imperfection means giving yourself permission to be human. It means celebrating your unique quirks, accepting your flaws, and understanding that you're perfectly imperfect just the way you are. Remember those childhood days when you built magnificent Lego castles that inevitably crumbled? That's a perfect example of imperfection in action. Learning, exploring, and having fun without fear of failure. That kind of freedom is incredibly liberating. It allows you to be more authentic, take risks, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, how do we actually start embracing imperfection? Well, first off, you've got to ditch the unrealistic expectations. Social media can often paint a picture of perfect lives that are anything but. Remember, what you see online is usually a carefully curated highlight reel. Real life is messy, beautiful, and full of both triumphs and stumbles. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. When you make a mistake, remember that it's okay. Everyone does. Instead of dwelling on the negative, focus on learning from the experience and moving forward. Now, here's a thought experiment. Imagine your inner critic is a nagging voice in your head, constantly whispering doubts and criticisms. That's the voice of perfectionism holding you back. Now imagine replacing that voice with a supportive friend who encourages you, celebrates your strengths, and helps you see your potential. That's the power of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. You got this. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer I met last week. She was telling me how she used to be terrified of sharing her work because she thought it wasn't good enough. The pressure to be perfect kept her stuck in a rut, afraid to put herself out there. But then, she had a breakthrough. She realized that perfectionism was a trap and that embracing imperfection allowed her to create with more freedom and authenticity. Now, Sarah shares her work openly and confidently, and the response has been incredible. She's found that people connect with her genuine creativity and appreciate her unique style. It's a beautiful reminder that letting go of the need for perfection can actually unlock your true potential. So, remember this. You are enough just as you are. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. The world needs your unique voice, your creativity, and your authentic self. So go out there, shine bright, and don't let the fear of imperfection hold you back. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you're holding yourself to unrealistic standards. Maybe it's work, relationships, or even something as simple as cooking dinner. Once you've identified that area, challenge those perfectionistic thoughts and replace them with more compassionate ones. Remember, progress is better than perfection. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that it's okay to be perfectly imperfect. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep your brains fog-free and your spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.